那么这沉没的船只。So, in fact, the second ship that he was trying to find. 在 he was trying to find 之前省略掉了 that， 这是一个定语从句。他一直在试图寻找的这艘沉没的船只 had been carrying a precious cargo of good bullion. 船上载着一批珍贵的金条。Despite the message, the captain of the Elker decided to try once more.Despite, you know, in spite of, 不顾不管尽管收到了这个情报 The captain of the Elker decided to try once more. Try once more, 代替了上文的 make another attempt, 为了避免重复。So we know, the captain decided to make another attempt. 那么这位船长呢还是决定再试一试。So we know the captain of the Elker turned a deaf ear to the message. The seabed was scoured with powerful nets. All we can say is the seabed was searched with powerful nets. 他们用结实的网把海底彻底仔细地搜索了一遍。So you know, searching the seabed needed a lot of time and energy.大家知道搜寻海底是需要大量的时间和精力的，所以我们用到了动词 scour， 那么语气比运用 search 更加的强烈。 Now let's go on. And there was tremendous excitement on board when a chest was raised from the bottom. So what had happened? They even found a chest. 究竟发生什么事了呢？其结果是怎么样的呢？他们竟然发现了一个大箱子。When the chest was raised from the bottom, let's say, when the chest was got out of the sea, there was tremendous excitement on board. 请同学们重点掌握 there was tremendous excitement. 那么当一只箱子从海底被打捞上来的时候，甲板上的人们是激动不已。在正式的书面表达方式当中，我们常用 there is tremendous excitement 这个结构。在口语当中，我们还是直接采用形容词 excited。People on board felt excited. Now translate the sentence. 在比赛开始前，人们就已经激动不已了。There was tremendous excitement before the game.Though the crew were at first under the impression that the lost ship had been found, that is a, although the crew were thinking that the lost ship had been found, understand me? 同学们注意，我这里表述的语气非常缓慢，语速非常缓慢，要是大家能明白 under the impression that, 相当于 thinking that, in Chinese, 认为Under the impression. Now please listen to me carefully and then I think you know how to use it. I'm under the impression that he's the manager of the store. I'm under the impression that he's the manager of the store. 我记得他好像是该店的总经理。He's under the impression that you help him. 他记得你会帮他的。所以Under the impression that, 相当于 thinking that, 海员们开始认为沉船找到了。The contents of the chest proved them wrong. 然而箱子里面内装的物品却证明他们错了。What they had in fact found was a ship which had been sunk many years before. What they had in fact found, 这是由 what 所引导的一主语从句。事实上他们所发现的 was a ship 是一艘轮船 which had been sunk many years before 那么这是很多年前已经沉没的一艘轮船请同学们注意这本课课文当中所出现的两个形容词 sunk 用作定语的沉没的我们必须要使用 sunk 而过去分词形式的普通用法 既可以采用 second 也可以采用 fuck。 一般来讲我们常习惯用 fuck。 So 这船已经沉没了， the ship had sunk。 但如果想表达一艘沉船， a sunken ship。 Got it? So in the second paragraph, please remember answered impression that。 Now let's get on to the third paragraph。The chest contained the personal belongings of seaman. Personal belongings, 个人的所有品、所属物品。那么这个大箱子里面装着水手私人的财物。The seaman was called Alan Fielding. There were books, clothing, and photographs, together with letters which the seaman had once received from his wife.Together with, 还有，那么这里面装着书籍、衣服、照片，以及水手所收到妻子的来信。Now translate my sentence. 他以及他的同学们昨天都去了公园，并且玩得很开心。He, together with his classmates, went to the zoo and they enjoyed themselves.The captain of Elker ordered his men to salvage as much as possible. Salvage as much as possible, let's say, salvage as much as they could. Got it? 尽全力从这残骸上去获取物品。Nothing of value was found. Nothing of value, you know. Of, 介词和抽象名词搭配连用所起的作用是其形容词的作用。Nothing valuable was found, 而没有发现什么有价值的东西。Now let's do the same translation, 我们做几个翻译题。极有意思的。Very much interesting. 那么在正式的书面文体当中，我们要表达为 of great interest, 非常重要， of great importance, of great significance,of great significance. 那么如果表示无足轻重， of no consequence, 不重要， of no importance, 没有意思， of no interest. Got it? But the numerous items, numerous means countless, 数也数不清的， which were brought to the surface proved to be of great interest. Of great interest, we have just learned itSo, to be very much interesting. 但是被弄上来的这些数也数不清的物品更是非常的有意思。From a heavy gun that was raised, the captain realized that the ship must have been cruiser. 那么从捞起的一门大炮来看， a heavy gun, 哈、huh? ，这位船长意识到这艘船一定是艘巡洋舰。In another chest, which contained the belongings of ship officer, there was an unfinished letter which had been written on March the 14th, 1943. 注意位置所引导的这个非线性的从句。In another chest, there was an unfinished letter which had been written on March the 14th, 1943. 这是本句的主干。在另外一个箱子里面有一封没有写完的信，那么这信是在1943年3月14号写的。 Which contained the belongings of ship's officer, which 指代 chest. Let us say, there were the belongings of ship officer in the chest. 那就是说在这个箱子当中装着一位军官的财物。The captain learned from the letter that the name of lost ship was the Karen. Learn from, 从什么当中得知，从信中得知了这艘沉船的名字叫做 Karen. The most valuable find of all was the ship's logbook. Okay, recite it please. 在所有被寻找的物品当中最有价值的就是这轮船的航海日志。Part of which it was still possible to read.Maybe you found it difficult to answer that. 可能同学们发现这个句子结构理解起来有点难度。Parts of which 指代 the logbook.